Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
Keep going. Check it for me, Derek.
One, two.
Yep.
Check.
All right. Okay. I forgot to check the microphones and set them.
And you're still not giving me any cans.
You don't have cans? How about now?
There we go.
Okay.
I didn't know which pair you were wearing. I was reaching, and you just blatantly was like, fuck your cans.
I thought you were on number two, but you are on number three. And we are on episode 15 of the Lousy ECW Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
We are here to...
And that's the first time we introduced ourselves.
I've been uploading these episodes to Patreon lately. This one, I think I'm going to put on the main feed. I'm going to leave the last two just still on Patreon. So if you enjoy this show and you're like, where'd episode 13 and 14 go? They're on patreon.com/LWM podcast. You'd become a $1 patron, and we upload these episodes pretty much weekly. We've been pretty good about the bonus shows, at least weekly. Yeah, we put these up. And what we do is we watch WWE ECW. And
for a second, I thought you were going to just give our secret out of what? How we keep doing them weekly, doing like four and five at a time.
Sometimes.
And here I'm giving away our secret.
We've been pretty good at it. We've only been doing like one a week. One a week lately, which has been making me not remember what. I can't be like, man, in the last episode this happened because I watched it a week ago instead of an hour ago. But anyway, let me see your lighter. I didn't bring one over. Anyway, Derek, why don't you explain what the show is? I always take the reins. How about if there's one thing people ask, they want more Derek.
They do not ask
the people out there in the Lousy Wrestling Podcast world. They want more Derek.
I can describe it in a simpler term than you do.
Okay. I know you've been waiting for this moment.
Pretty much, we just watched the WWE ECW second chance, essentially, is what you like to call it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do this more contrived and better than I did. A simpler form.
No, but easily described, like, we go chronologically in order of the 2006 ECW of the Rebirth, and, review it and see how it is and give it a second chance because of how bad it was back in 2006. No one fucking had sci-fi because they was like, sucks.
Or nobody watched sci-fi unless they wanted to watch Lex.
What the fuck was on sci-fi in 2006? Lex. Tell me.
I don't even think Lex was on by then either. I think that shit got canceled.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck was on sci-fi?
Mystery Science Theater, was that canceled by then? Yeah.
There was nothing on sci-fi that I can recall. In 2006.
Did Chuck Woolery have a show on there?
I forgot about ECW Lingo. Even being on there until we discussed about watching this.
So we watch WWE ECW and give it a second chance. We go episode by episode and give live reaction. We just watch it. And some other shows that do the same type of thing, they usually will watch the show beforehand and prepare and then watch it on air so they know what happens. We don't know. No. So... sometimes it's hit or miss, but
sometimes hopefully, our own storylines are better than those given in the story themselves.
So last week we saw CM Punk against the reject Shannon Moore. Shannon Moore finally made his debut and he got squashed in like a minute and a half. And
this was the fastest we ever talked about what happened last week.
Because I remember this.
It takes us 20 minutes.
It was in Madison Square Garden last week, which was big. We had Sabu against Big Show for like the 90th time. So we were, I literally
was sleeping.
Yeah, I was like, this is terrible. I was asleep.
And it wasn't a skit.
So we're hoping this week's better. Derek, we always give a countdown. We have it queued up. We skip past the tap out ad or whatever. And we cue it up to 000.
Paying very close attention to these ads lately.
that's always a tap out ad. It's like Charlotte with the ropes, like fla 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 fla.
I don't recall an ad popping up for me in the longest time.
Yeah, I always get them. I always get like tap out or something. Or
yours was the first time I got an ad in a while.
So anyway, we queue it up to 000. We skip past the ads, and then we queue it up 000. And then you can watch along with us. You turn it on, and you turn the sound down on your TV, and you let us play on your Bluetooth speaker or your phone speaker or your nice stereo or however you're playing.
You just want to play on someone. That's all you
can even. You can even download, if you have an Xbox One, you can even download the podcast app on Xbox One.
You sure can.
Cue it up on there and wait for us to say 3, 2, 1 while it's playing in the background on your Xbox there, and then hit play on the file here, and then you can have both things going at once. Can you do that? I know you could do that if you're playing a video game. Can you do that if you're just watching the network?
Watching WWE Network?
Yeah.
You can't do nothing while watching the WWE Network.
Oof. Okay, so you can't do it all in one then. I lied to you.
And Xbox One, I believe, got rid of the split screen. The picture-in-picture they used to do.
I know I can listen to podcasts and shit when I play Grand Theft Auto, so...
Certain games you can.
But yeah, that's not the same, I guess, is it? But anyway, we have it queued up to 000, and we're about to hit play. I think this might be one of the fastest times we've got into it. You want to give any Royal Rumble thoughts? Me and you have talked about the Royal Rumble and shit for, like, the past hour, so it's not like we have anything. You're shocked.
Yeah. Especially when it was down to Nakamura and Roman.
Something I thought was funny. Like, I thought Nakamura was going to win. I definitely felt that coming.
The Asuka
win was a little surprising to me, but also at the same time...
That was easy to call.
Well, the undefeated streak, so she's got to win or whatever. But I was like... Vince McMahon was like... in a board meeting one day and was like, or a creative meeting, he's like, oh, what's the popular thing in the business right now? Like, tell me, what's the popular thing in the... Well, you know, Chris Jericho just did the big show in Japan, so, you know, Japanese wrestling's really popular. Well, god damn it, we're gonna make both Rumble winners Japanese wrestlers. and I don't mean to down both of them. Are
it
the,
sounds like you're bashing them, like,
but yeah, exactly, and that's not what I mean to do. They're both they both are the best, and they both fucking deserve it. Yeah, I've said on this podcast for years, on all of our podcasts that we've done for years, that Nakamura is my favorite wrestler in the business right now, and Asuka does deserve it, but it is sneakingly suspicious that WWE is going to give two Japanese stars who they don't portray as English speaking as the fucking main focus in main event marquee.
Well, if you watched Raw, they had Asuka speak, and she spoke all in Japanese, and Stephanie McMahon was like, yeah, for whatever you just said. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you said,
Stephanie McMahon's commentary on...
horrible? Ruined it.
Have you ever watched WrestleMania 2? When's the last time you watched WrestleMania 2? And they have that random woman commentator with them there? I can't remember her name. I don't mean to...
She was at least better than Stephanie.
I don't think so. No, this chick's one of the worst I've ever heard.
I don't want to, but no, this bitch sucks.
Stephanie was just as bad. Well, it's just some...
Stephanie just was horrible. She's not good on a mic, in my opinion.
It was like, so she's fine, like, in promo capacity and stuff like that.
Commentating-wise, no.
Tired of her, but yeah, man.
She has a good authority and, like, charisma like that, but as far as, like, calling moves and... No.
The women were great, though. Trish Stratus, I felt like this is one thing that jumped the shark, is they kept on being like, oh, this girl looks like she hadn't missed a step. This girl looks like she hadn't missed a step. And they all looked like they missed steps.
Except for
Trish. And Nikki and Brie.
I thought Lita broke her neck on her back foot.
Moonsault.
Jesus Christ, lady.
And that was Ooh. One of the times that they were like, looks like Lita hasn't missed a step. I was like, were you watching that?
I jumped up and was like, are you fucking serious? Lost a step? She almost lost a fucking vertebrae. Yeah. Like, the bitch almost broke her neck.
It was cool as hell to see Lita. Michelle McCool.
You got to see your favorite return, Kelly that we're Kelly about to see.
Out. Yeah, and...
Her, 11, she 12 looked like, years she looked earlier. Like
her, she turned her oiled up hot dog arms into oiled up hot dog legs. Like little hot dog legs. Tori Wilson was in there and actually did a couple good spots. I think her fitness modeling over the past years has
paid off.
Has got her more in wrestling shape than she'd ever been in her life. Jackie Moore was cool to see. Molly Holly got a big pop for me to see Molly there because
her
They don't ever bring Molly Holly in for shit in all these years. Haven't. Yeah, they don't even bring her in for like Attitude Era interviews and shit Crazy. Like that. You know what I mean?
She is a big part of it.
They don't bring her in for shit.
The Hollies were a big, big part of the Attitude Era.
I'd have to watch the Dudleyville documentary again to see if they bring her on to talk about Spike or anything like that. That's because, great. Like, her and Spike were huge.
Together?
Yeah. They were popular as fuck, too, in that time. 2000, 2001. Like, everybody mm-hmm. was a fucking star then. Oh, yeah. What else did we see? We had I got on the Molly Holly tangent. I was like, we got.
I just showed you the Aleister Black and Adam Cole.
And that was fucking great. Yeah, NXT puts on a good show. I like the Velveteen Dream too. I'm really excited to see him continue.
He had a really cool match.
We talked about that a few weeks ago though too about that. Anyway, 6 minutes ago I said we're about to hit play. So
and now we're starting off so quick and we're getting into it at 6 minutes and now you dragged it to 11 to a normal show.
Yeah. All right, so let's hit play. We are queued up.
Are we starting on your countdown back where we was?
Yeah, we're the countdown.
So you were at one, play?
We are.
Are we back
zero.
At three?
We're going to start at three. Yeah.
Okay, because you were like 3-2, hold on, Royal Rumble thought.
zero. We are at 0000. And we're going to hit play in 3-2-1 play. All right, so we're opening up with a limo pulling in. You know something big's gonna happen anytime there's a limo, Derek.
Yes. And it's definitely not Vince.
Well,
why would he come to this shithole?
Paul
we're
Heyman,
seeing a rug carpet. So we know it's King Booker.
Paul Heyman's pulled out a red carpet for the King Booker. The world heavyweight champion King Booker right now too.
Did he just kiss his ring?
Yeah, yeah, you did. That's what you
okay,
did.
Okay, so that's where Cody got the
that's
kiss the
you
ring.
Did the royalty. Royalty, you kiss the ring of royalty to kings. King Bucca. There's a Bucca in my sugar. No, there's not.
Well, there's your favorite, Charmel.
Charmel, she's pretty.
Like one of your favorite WCW Nitro girls.
Paisley in the building there. Her and the artist formerly known as Prince Iaukea were a hell of a tandem. Man, Charmel's had some of the worst wrestling matches of all time. Charmel and Carmella.
How does she rank up to Kelly Jeff. Kelly?
Kelly Kelly's better than Charmel, yeah, way better.
Ouch.
Charmel's not
so
even...
So she's like a one on your...
Charmel's not even as good as Christy Hemme.
Ouch.
Charmel's bad. Charmel has, I was watching a WCW pay-per-view not that long ago with Charmel wrestling somebody as Paisley. So, she's a year into the business and not a wrestler, so you get it. But then
she was a fucking Nitro girl, what'd you expect?
Yeah, and then there's a match with her and Jenna Maraska or something like that in TNA. That's one of the, Jenna Maraska's just some chick from, like, Survivor or some shit, and they had a wrestling match that's one of the worst things of all time. So we're opening the show with Sabu. I forgot to look at where we were on this episode. It said something with a W. So we're in some W town. Probably.
I just know it's September 12th.
Probably. Yeah, I always want to know the date, and I never know. So you made sure you knew the date, but then I forgot to look at
last week I told you the date, and you was like, you did not know the date.
Yeah, I was like, you liar, but yeah, you were right. So Sabu's opening up the show, going from world title match to curtain jerker. No, I'm joking. He's just introing the show. His tag team partner is going to be the Sandman, apparently. With Tommy Dreamer.
Is it Tommy Dreamer or the Sandman? Because we don't know.
They're coming out the Sandman music.
Well, they're coming out together, and Tommy's leading the way.
But it's Sandman music and Sandman.
And they all
entrance.
Have beers.
And they have
besides
beers.
Sabu.
Spray beers all over a bunch of little kids and their cameras. There's like two little kids right behind them. Hell yeah.
At least Tommy's getting drunk.
That is always kind of weird to me. In the ECW environment, you're almost asking for it. In the WWE 2006
I take that back. He just spit it all out. Fucking dick.
Yeah, when he spit it all over Sandman's back. When Sandman passed Dreamer, Dreamer just spit beer all over him. There you go, Sandman.
That tells you how much he respects the Sandman.
Oh, damn.
Not at all. Or how little he respects beer.
Yeah. And just covering people with beer. I don't know. I feel like they didn't... I don't know, man. I'm back and forth on this.
Sandman, dude, it's 2006. You can't be back and forth with it.
Sandman entrance like this in an ECW arena is one thing. Sandman entrance like this at a SmackDown show is another. He's about to just cover these security guards with beer just because is what he's doing. Right
You're worried about the security guard. Yeah, what about the little kid in front of the security guard?
Old man, that poor old man just covered in fucking beer and this guy's spit and
watch
blood.
It's O'Doul's, so like no one's getting drunk.
Whatever. Test. This is a test.
Oh, so test. Finally we're getting back to our feud.
Fucking...
The feud now comes back.
I don't mean to like jump to conclusions, but there was definitely a mentally handicapped dude is the very first dude at the entrance. And when he stuck out his hand, fucking Test slapped it away. Like it was fucking...
Well,
like,
he's
all
a
this
heel,
zits
he?
On his back, too. Holy shit, dude. He is steroided up, dude. You know how you get back knee, See, look at the mentally handicapped dude. I definitely told you I was right. Not the American flag guy, but the other dude.
In front of
I was definitely right. And fucking Test just slapped that fucking dude
well,
like
he's
nothing.
Dude, we just established how juiced he is.
Yeah, but, and I'm not saying he needs to shake the dude's hand, but ignore him. Don't go fucking beating up on the mentally handicapped people at fucking ringside, you jackass. But yeah, his fucking, his back is... He's got back fucking back knee like crazy, dude. Holy shit, he was on so many steroids right here. Look at all the zits on his back. Oh my god. Like, I mean, I got a zit or two on my back, but I'm fucking sweating in the kitchen with the shirt on and fucking shit like that. You know what I mean? I might not get the best wash. This guy's naked and in showers and tanning all the fucking time. He's got fucking... He's got back knee like a teenager.
I was still trying to establish if that was like.
So we got Mike Knox and Tommy Dreamer opening up the match. I mean, interrupt you there, but what are we saying? Oh,
his
back knee.
Yeah, I was just trying.
That was a lot of zits.
Yeah,
on his
I was
back.
Just like,
like one or two is one thing. But
how couldn't
holy
the company do
shit.
Anything? Like that's what's going through my mind the entire time. Like, so gross.
And this is when they were starting to because. Eddie Guerrero passed away and, you know, fucking 8 months prior to this or 10 months prior to this.
Yeah.
But it didn't, the fucking real wellness shit didn't really kick in heavy until Chris Benoit.
It took Chris Benoit to kill someone.
Which will be another 8 months after this.
So, essentially, we got 8 more months
or
of juiced
months,
up.
10 months.
10 more months of juiced up. Guys that you love to look at their dicks.
Pretty much, yeah. And then once that happens, about fucking...
It becomes a Game of Thrones
about like
episode.
I want to say like 17 guys got suspended the following week from some pharmacy thing, including Edge and a couple other big names like that. Edge and Booker T. And Booker T wouldn't take the suspension, so he just quit and went to TNA instead.
That's And they let him do as many roids as he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, what do they have to lose?
No, TNA didn't drug... TNA did drug test, but I think it was pretty loose. And it was kind of late, too. It was.
We all know what loose means. Not ever.
Well, it means they drug test, like, Sanjay Dutt and Jay Lethal and shit. They don't drug test Sting and Angle and Booker. So Sandman had been, I guess, took an injury. I don't know. I was talking about Booger T. Now I'm saying Booger T on purpose. So Sandman's been carried.
So they're out. Taking him back the way he came. Nope.
Listeners, if you know what happened, tell us, because I have no fucking idea. Oh, here's the replay. Okay, before the break, Sandman's on the apron.
Yeah,
and Mass Striker fucking hits him with a arm, and he takes a bump
and,
off the
and
railing.
That's what makes him...
That was it? Yeah. A bump off the railing? We see that same move 10 times a night. I've seen Sandman... I've seen Sandman wrestle
deliver that move
in wrestle barbed wire matches. The other week, we watched him do the fucking Rob Van Dam jump from the apron to the guardrail on purpose.
And tear his fucking groin.
The leg drop.
and shit happened.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn. Pick and choose your battles. Yeah. And they picked them wrong tonight.
Well, they got to book it into 3-on-2 so that they'll...
I just think Sandman got afraid of Test because he knows he's all juiced up. I mean, look at that back.
His back knee is so bad.
I mean, look how far, like...
Is his boots untied? What's wrong with his boots? What is... Do they have fins? Did he become Shark Boy?
It's Shark Boy.
Wow.
Do you think he just juiced up before the match and forgot to, like, tie it down his shit?
Wow.
Or has his soma kicked in yet? I mean... I see Sabu yelling at him.
And the soma's starting to kick, brother. Go home.
He's probably like telling him, fix your damn boots.
Yeah, what
you retard.
Is with his boots? I don't get it. Are they not laced? Are they fucking fins?
Well, it looks
they,
like it's laced on the inside.
Are they that way? That Striker's dick's poking everywhere, ain't it? Jesus.
Only you would know.
Yeah, wear a cup, dude. Don't fucking ever... If your dick is like that much of a poker... Put it away on something. His dick reminds me of... It reminds me of, like, Goku in Dragon Ball. Like, when Goku's a little kid and he just shows his dick and balls to everybody, that's what Mass Striker's dick looks like. Because naturally, like, his balls are hanging way lower than his dick. His dick's just hanging forward. And it, I don't know, it's just
Where
weird.
Is he supposed to put it? He's wearing fucking
you wear,
trunks.
You wear a cup and it fucking just... fucking erases your dick. His dick is just like active right now.
That's the way you liked him, I thought.
When it's gigantic, his dick is like mine. Yeah, but you don't watch porn for the average size dick.
So I get you. You don't want to look at your own dick.
No, I want to look at a giant dick, you know what I mean? If I could, when
so essentially, watching Mass Striker is like watching yourself.
Yeah. Have you ever turned on porn and been like, "Oh man, I want to see that 5 3/4 inch dick fucking slaughter this girl"?
I don't get on any porn and say anything about looking at a 5 1/2 looking dick or any dick at all.
But all right, so if you were ready, if you were watching porn and then just some fucking like 5 3/4 inch dick come onto the screen, you'd be like, this thing.
I would be like, why?
You'd be like, this thing can't fuck the shit out of her. Even though, I mean, naturally.
Number one, my first thought would be, Sean, what are you trying to tell me through my computer?
You're doing it on my screen right now.
Like, back the fuck off. Like, I don't need no hints here, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, that average penis size.
Well, swear, at least the average penis size got out of the ring for you.
I swear that shit always like tries to make guys feel better and better about themselves. Like they, I swear they lower.
Is
the
it
average
just because he's wearing bright pink and it's more predominant?
No,
than you
it's
would
the
think?
Way his dick sticks out in it. It like sticks forward. It doesn't hang to his leg. It fucking just sticks forward. So it has a...
So he's making sure he's poking everyone.
It's like, you know people that have, like, those super slopey noses? Like, you remember, like, I would always, like, notice the girls with big slope, like, super slope noses. Like, they looked like a snowboard trick could go right off the fucking thing. Like, that's what his
Yes,
dick,
I know a few fucking
that's what
mega
his
ramps.
Dick looks like from...
As if that's how you're describing them.
You could snowboard right down his stomach, right off his dick.
Hit a perfect 1080.
Who stands there in the mirror and is like, yeah, this is what I want to go
you
fucking
do.
Out in public like?
You do.
No, I would. I want my dick concealed or hanging down my leg or something. I don't want it fucking sticking forward at people. That's weird.
I thought you wanted it to be at least full mass so it was more noticeable for you.
No, I mean,
I didn't know you wanted everyone to think you were like a Caitlyn Jenner or some shit.
Even he's hopefully not hard. Hopefully he's flaccid, but he's just got a floppy one. He's one of those guys that can make it spin in like a helicopter and clap and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Too funny.
All right, so Tess just hits a clothesline. Let's get back to some wrestling here. All right, Roid Man back.
Roid Man.
Yeah, the back knee man goes in. And
back knee and Sabu.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, God. Scott Armstrong just
due to Roid
goes
rage.
Heel. No. Test out of Roid Rage pushes the referee into the ropes. The referee calls for disqualification. Oh, my God. Look at him raging out. I'm scared.
He is popping zits as he freaks out just by tensing up. Did you see him squirt?
I see the pus and shit coming down his back.
Fucking nasty.
Hey, Scotty, get out of the goddamn sink, you motherfucker, before I come over there.
But I wish I could obtain that ability of just flexing like that and squeezing a zit on your back. Like, that would...
Scotty! I'm trying to do it right now. I'm
going to pop my back. Pop your zit on your back.
And try to make my cat get down. Here comes Mike Scotty. Knox off the top rope.
With a leg drop. Oh, brutal.
Jumped over half the ring. Scotty, get out of the sink. He's like drinking water out there or something. Scotty, you fucking motherfucker. Here comes Sandman back for the big return.
Not even on a fucking stretcher?
Nah.
Wow.
Well, he didn't take the stretcher out. He was carried out. Here he comes with the cane.
Dude, you know they have to do everything ass backwards.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't he fucking just come out before the match was over? Why did he wait till it was over first?
Because now he's going...
Okay. Boom! Oh! Mike Knox took a good shot, but Matt Stryker escapes. Matt Stryker escaping.
The cane shot.
Yeah, so we got a big deal here.
I thought you were going to be like... We got a big dick here. Whereas, like, as much you talked about dick this match.
Sandman's definitely got the bigger dick between the two, I feel. Sandman needs a beer to recuperate. He said, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry.
He is saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said, I'm sorry. I love you.
As he strokes his wiener.
Now I know where fucking Shawn Michaels got the I'm sorry. I love you quote from. Came from Sandman.
Nice.
Episode 15 of ECW. Holy shit. Oh, nice maneuver. What was that, an F5?
I thought it was a TKO. I thought it was the...
Rack attack. The TKO, it might have been the TKO. Fucking Mark Marrow's move?
Mark Marrow's move, yeah. I couldn't think of his name.
But I thought Mark Marrow's move went to, like, a DDT.
No, it was up.
It was to a cutter?
To a cutter. Yep.
Listeners, if you're listening, let us know.
I know that's right. I just watched a match not too long ago.
I don't know. Sable's TKO? Sable's famous maneuver, the TKO?
I was talking about Mark Marrow. But not Sable.
Who's that backstage, Jabroni? It looks like Chris DeJoseph or something. There's C.W. Anderson and Stevie Richards here.
All kissing the ring.
Greeting King Booga.
I clearly recall at this time you being a big fan of King Booker.
Yeah, I was. King Booker. I liked King Booker. I even liked Booker when he went to TNA and he clearly didn't give a shit and he just started talking in that weird accent. Like, do you remember that?
Where Matt Hardy got his accent from?
It was from Booker T's weird Main Event Mafia accent. Yeah.
So was Booker T really the...
Booker T.
Booker. Why do you say...
Sounds like you're saying Booker T, man.
Booker.
I've been saying Booker T just for fun, and it sounds like you actually, when you try to say Booker, say Booger.
No, I don't say Booger.
Do you call Kevin Sullivan the Booger Man?
The Booger Man. He is the Booker Man.
Here comes, Ariel and Kevin Thorne, probably. Red lights. Yeah, there's Kevin Thorne. There's Ariel.
Who else has red lights, Kane?
Yeah, exactly. So it was pretty easy to figure out.
And it wasn't the main event, so Kane definitely isn't here.
Kevin Thorne, nice leather on today. I don't think I've seen him wear before. Nice bondage leather thing you could hook him up to and hang him from the ceiling and shit.
Just the way you like him?
Yeah, just have him fucking...
Because you were getting very into it, like, yeah, detail. Yeah. It was kind of almost creepy, like, making me, like, thinking, what am I about to hang like from?
Strangeland type shit, yeah, man. D. Snyder in this bitch, or what, Captain Howdy, or whatever his fucking name was in that flick.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. She looks like the type of person to definitely show up at Captain Howdy's house, man. Let me meet you on fucking internet chat, or whatever the fuck... I don't remember how Captain Howdy. I feel like it was like definitely that 1998.
I see Snyder. Ariel lost her skirt this week.
Ariel?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, we're finally going to get Kevin Thorne versus Balls Mahoney. Oh, and he's got fucking Francine with
what?
Him. What? Oh, yeah, the queen of extreme, Francine. She looks fucking great here, too. Look at her. Oh, yeah, Francine. What's up, girl? How you doing today? Oh, you doing all right?
Is this her one and only appearance?
No, she was on an episode of this already once, like one of the first few. I think she has one more appearance after this. I think she does like a bikini contest or something
against
like
Ariel.
That. Ariel and Kelly one of these weeks, yeah. Whoa, Francine has to get out of the ring. Hopefully, we'll see a cat fight.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Francine.
I thought she was taking her shoes off already. Francine
getting the booking here. How about that? So
Francine is clearly taking her shoes off. Like,
she's ready for a cat fight.
She is ready to whoop some ass.
She is ready for a cat fight, brother. So here comes Balls Mahoney throwing some fists. Francine would never manage Balls Mahoney, though. Never. Not once, no how.
We can... definitely say one thing, Balls is never getting any.
Like she started with the pit bulls, you know what I mean? You can kind of imagine that, the bondage leather thing, you know, but then she was with Franchise and then fucking
just incredible.
Yeah, and I think she might have had one or two babyface like pay-per-views in there where she came out with Tommy Dreamer or something fucking stupid
where they were just reaching for the sky.
Yeah,
pulling imagination.
Oh shit, you
imaginary fucking.
Okay, so I accidentally hit stop, so we're off. Why don't we give a timestamp, Derek? Where are we at? That's pretty funny. You said Francine was reaching for the stars, and I fucking just like reached and hit stop.
I mean. I didn't say reaching for the star.
The timestamp where I right now is 20 minutes and 45 seconds. Cat fight. 52, 53, 54. So yeah, we're at 21 minute mark right now.
So essentially they're about 10 seconds ahead of us.
Kevin Thorne just hit a slam and won the match. Francine was bent over the rope trying to get in, and Ariel kept her from getting in. So there was a bunch of awesome stuff that happened there at the end that we missed because I hit stop.
Just like 10 seconds.
Francine got me excited, and Ariel got me excited, so I hit stop, man. I'm sorry. We were talking about her reaching for the stars. Francine.
No, the company was just reaching for whatever star they could be like, we need
from ECW?
Yeah. Because clearly all they have is all Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been a more... I was about to say it has been a more ECW show, and then fucking Booker comes on the screen.
He was the first thing that came on the screen.
He's been the whole fucking thing of the whole night. Trinity wanting Booker's attention. It's like, you need an Italian queen. Fuck your Charmel.
Do you see the look on his face?
He's like, get out of here, you Electro-looking woman. Whatever your name is. There's
who are you, Punk?
I'm CM Punk. I'm not a poser. I beat up the poser last week. You know me. You think you're royalty? I'm way better than you. I'm drug free. I turned it into a rap. Turned it into like a Sesame Street rap. I got a Cobra Clan tattoo on my arm because I like G.I. Joes. Motherfucker. I like Pepsi and I like G.I. Joes. I'm CM Punk. Booker T's like, just looked at him, disgusted, and walked away.
That's how he's been looking at everyone.
There's CM Punk working on his Muay Thai.
Hey, we're probably going to get a more than 2 minute.
The reject, Shannon Moore into
more
the ring.
Than a 2 minute match, maybe.
Uh huh. All right. Yeah.
Maybe okay. He might not do a CM Punk. I wonder if that's where CM Punk got his first UFC idea from.
What happened from Shannon Moore losing in 2.5 minutes?
I mean, it was essentially the same thing, right?
The reject Shannon Moore. Nose ring and his poser stuff. Oh, CM Punk's coming out. Are you ready for a song?
Oh, so we're only going to get a 2 minute match again. Wonderful. 2 minute match.
My hands. Even through the.
He got to the ring way too fast before that part. And we're not in a New Jack match.
Yeah, the music just keeps going to CM Punk's fucking Killswitch Engage theme. All right, so let's see how this goes. Got a good collar elbow tie up. These guys are really, really fierce with it. They're going at it. Oh, Kelly, watching from afar.
Don't press stop again.
Yeah, she likes. She likes CM Punk. She likes to see what the punker can do. All right, so Irish whip into the ropes, leapfrog.
He can win in 2 minutes.
Spinning back kick, X-Pac signature from CM Punk. Kelly clapping along. Derek, tell me what goes in CM Punk's mind when he's doing a maneuver like this right here.
What, this?
Yeah.
He thinks he's a lucha?
He thinks he's fucking Dean Malenko in 1996, about to do a fucking surfboard.
Do it all the way.
Go all the way to the back? Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
And hold them up. I hate when they just go half.
There he goes.
Oh, there we go.
There's the surfboard.
He couldn't hold them up.
Yeah, he couldn't hold it for long. My brother and I used to do that shit to each other when we were kids
surfboard?
All the time, man. Fucking, this is the worst referee. I hate him.
Why you get tonight?
I thought you were going to be like, that was the worst move ever. I hated it.
No, I'm just pretending to be the referee now. He's terrible.
He's your favorite.
Shannon Moore on the offensive. Not liking the fact that he got jobbed out like a bitch last week.
Has it been more than 2 minutes?
So the colors on the screen completely changed. These guys are orange now. The tints and everything has completely changed.
I think it's just their poor lighting.
Everything changed.
It's kind of like an ECW event in real life. Like, old school.
Here comes Mike Knox. He's saying, bitch, why are you watching this? You better come with me to the back. Before I hit you.
We have Test. He needs injected.
I do not. Yeah. Test needs somebody to shoot the needle. Needles freak me out. So Shannon Moore just went for a.
Maybe
fucking,
that's why she was a good girlfriend.
And she was good with needles. for Test. Oh, God. Yeah. She was Test's girlfriend. So.
I'm just putting two and two together, man. I'm not a fucking detective.
High Muay Thai knee by CM Punk. Running Bulldog. Counter. Oh, spinning back kick, X-Pac signature from Shannon Moore. 1, 2, and oh, so close.
You got a two count this match.
I thought that was it. I thought that was it. But that referee, the worst referee of all time, he didn't count it to three. I'm glad he don't work there anymore. Fuck that guy so much. Spinny twisty.
Straight dive.
Yeah, miss. CM Punk with bitch smacks and a kick to the side of the head.
That he almost couldn't get off his shoulder.
Yeah, Mick kick. Rock bottom into the Cobra Clutch, or whatever the... Not the Cobra Clutch. The Anaconda Vice. The snake name submission hold and tap out from Shannon Moore.
And one would think that would be Randy Orton's move. Or Stone Cold.
Longer than a 2 minute match this time for Shannon Moore, but and a better showing, I will say, but still no win.
Poor Shannon Moore.
No, the Cobra Commander, Pepsi Punk, wins the match.
Do you think the 2 months have paid off for him yet?
Who?
Shannon Moore.
Shannon Moore. No, Spinny. That Spinny Twisty looked terrible. Like, it looked good, but CM Punk didn't, like, dodge it right. CM Punk tried to do the cool Samoa Joe, like, I just walk off out of the way thing. But CM Punk just looked bad at it. And there's the win. Yeah, CM Punk, Pepsi Punk, man. That's his name.
Pepsi Punk?
Pepsi Punk with the Pepsi Plunge. He didn't do the Pepsi Plunge anymore.
You still haven't answered my question.
What was the question, Derek?
What was the 2 month worth the payoff for Shannon Moore, at least this match?
I mean, that was a better showing, but let the kid win. I got him. Why, you don't run vignettes for somebody for 2 months to have them come out and lose their first two matches. Like, that's just bad booking. That is bad. That is bad booking, my friend. It's just bad booking.
It just didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Hype them up that much. Even Kevin Thorne didn't even lose his first match.
So Rob Van Dam's telling Booker T that I will beat you wherever. I feel like I miss my world championship, so maybe I'll take a world championship. And Paul Heyman's like, this is my guest tonight. You can't be coming here on here and challenging my guest tonight. This is bullshit. And he's like, I am challenging your guest tonight because I don't give a fuck. Charmel's answering.
I thought he was like, I'm going to smoke a blunt, and then we're going to have a match.
I know. Let's find out what she's saying.
Why don't you show this rogue
what you're doing? He's a rogue.
Oh, hail ye King Booker. That was always like my favorite entrance music, is just her walking into the ring going, oh, hail ye King Booker.
You still do it to this day.
Oh, hail ye King Booker.
I'm surprised you haven't changed it to your name yet.
So Coachman debuted last night. Yeah. Did he take Booker's spot?
He sure did.
So Booker's not a commentator
anymore.
Just
panelist now.
For what? And panelist? Yeah. Like after Raw? Or
for the pay-per-views and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So nothing to do with Raw anymore.
They said he might make like guest appearances here on
radio show had
SmackDown and Raw.
Here's Rene Dupree.
Your favorite, yeah, Mr. No Dick.
Yeah.
According to you.
Oh, yeah, he did wrestle last week, didn't he? I forgot. We got to see his debut last week, and he had no penis. Yeah, that's right. Kendall. Kendall Dupree should be his name.
Kendall Dupree.
That should be his name. That's funny. I feel bad we hit stop earlier. Hopefully people are on with us. What's our timestamp, Derek? We are at 30 minutes and 10 seconds, 11 seconds, 12 seconds. We're at
probably about 22 seconds.
So we're at main event time already. We got
main event. You really think this is the main event?
Well, Rob Van Dam versus Booker T. It better be. Why else are you going to have Rob Van Dam and Booker T wrestle? Other than to make it your 10-minute main event. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Referee Mickey J's in there. He's the main event referee, brother.
You really don't think something's going to happen after this? Big Smalls?
Yeah, I was about to say, this match isn't going to end in a finish. Not conventional, at least.
Yeah. You know Charmel's going to interfere.
Oh, hail ye King Booger! Here it comes. Does she have the microphone? Let me turn it up. Here she goes. She's got to wait till he's done.
God damn, you've hit stop twice.
I dropped the controller.
Jesus Christ. So worst episode ever.
Let's give a timestamp.
Three stop. Two stops.
We're at 31 minutes and 38 seconds. 40 seconds. 42, 43, 44.
Put the fucking remote down. Put things away. I need to put something over the space bar.
That was funny.
Extreme Rules match?
Hell yeah. I dropped the damn remote on the fucking computer. Or the keyboard. Oh, that's awesome. Booker T's getting a stretch. I just wanted to hear Carmella.
Carmella?
Charmella. Give us the... Oh, yeah, King Booker. Carmella was funny in the Royal Rumble because she's so loud. Like, people would pick her up and she'd be like, no, 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 put me down, put me down! And shit like that, like, super loud. And you could hear it from all the way through the arena. It was funny. See, like, see the way Booker T's dick is, like, nice and contained. He's wearing a cup or a jock strap or of some nature. Because, you know, Booker T's probably got a giant dick. That shit would be flopping around everywhere. Like, Matt Stryker's little unconstrained dick poking out is terrible. You would want Booker T's fucking, like, fucking...
Are you just sad you can't rate Booker T's dick?
Yeah, I can't give you a judgment on it, but I bet you it's huge. I mean, he's a 6'5" black guy. He's got a... I mean, I'm not trying to say all black guys have big dicks. Why is there so much just beer and fucking Mountain Dew laying on the ground?
The Sandman was in that corner. Do you not...
The security guard's right there. Is he just, like, telling people to dump their drinks over the railing? Yeah, just throw your trash right here. Yeah, it was good.
I thought that's where the Sandman was.
But the Sandman didn't have... For the beer. He didn't have glass bottles and Mountain Dew.
Well, maybe motherfuckers just, like, drop.
When the fuck did they have...
It's Extreme Rules. Use my bottle, bitch.
When did they have glass beer bottles anyway?
I guess in 2006.
Oh, damn. Well, goddamn. Actually, I should be able to line up, because since I mentioned the time cues, I should be able to just line it up to the times, so that we'll still be on time. I'll just have to put, like, intermission music in when it's stopped.
Horrible.
It's all right. Oh, hail King Booker! I was glad I got to hear her say it, man. That's what I waited all my life for.
All your life?
All of my life.
I'm surprised you don't have a complete Charmel compilation of just this.
Oh, hail King Booker. I could probably do that nowadays with the network. Just re-record every one of his match's intros.
As just all hail King Booker. And just play it the entire time like it's a New Jack match.
Yeah.
Nice.
Play it during his matches. I think that's my next goal, is to have a soundtrack to play during Booker T matches of just his wife saying, all hail King Booker.
Nice.
So there's a chair in the ring. Booker T going for the extreme advantage here. Back kick.
This match has been very weak so far. Honestly.
I think
really slow.
I think you and I are just talking about other things. I hit the space bar and shit. We're just worried about other... I mean, what?
I'm not worried about nothing. I'm watching the match. And I'm just saying, I think they're starting off real slow.
There's the bookend from Booker T, also known as a rock bottom.
Here comes your favorite, the Spin-a-Rooney.
Spin-a-Rooney. Hell yeah. Spin-a-Rooney. 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 Kick to the midsection from Booker T. Oh, and as he goes for his axe kick, Rob Van Dam pulls up the chair and rockets it at his face.
He
Booker
tapped
T
him
is reeling
on
here.
His face. Don't
Booker
pretend
T
like he did
is
anything
reeling.
Special.
He is in the corner. Here comes the move. What did we name this last week? We gave it a name.
You called it like the 420 or something.
I think a runny kicky or something. I remember. I thought it was something weird like that.
Oh, shit.
Here comes Rob Van Dam. Runny kicky replay right here.
Runny kicky. You failed to mention with the steel chair at all.
Steel chair, runny kicky. That's what it is.
Runny kicky, steel chair.
Van Terminator, Van Daminator. I feel like it was something of that nature. Van John Connor or something.
Sarah Connor.
What was the fuck? Did they have like a Terminator 3 that had like a female Terminator in it?
I don't think it was third one. Might be one of the newer ones.
Or Terminator 2000, Terminator 3, or Terminator 2000. Something.
I don't know. I only really recall watching the first two really good.
I feel like they had another one with a female Terminator.
I haven't even watched the new one.
Arnold like attacks him on a bike and is just like, get off, and fucking throws him down. Terminator, they did a TV show there for a minute.
Is that where the one can transform into any form?
The female? Maybe. I don't remember. I just remember Arnold attacking.
He's in a lot of movies where he gets on a bike and he's like, get off.
Get off. Split-legged moonsault from Rob Van Dam. Two count. Two.
I believe that's
if this had been 1994, that had put somebody away. Rob Van Dam split-legged moonsault.
94?
Yeah, that was his finishing move back then when he was just a young whipper Rob Van Dam snapper.
I didn't see no Stone Cold Stunner being
done. Boom. Rob Van Dam sells that better
but
than
that was a cool spot
the
right
world.
There.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam takes chairs in the corner better than anyone else in the world. Anytime there's a chair propped in the corner, Rob Van Dam just rockets himself through it. Like,
no big deal. Shoulder
like
surgery, I'm fine with
it. He looks like he gets murdered when he does that shit. Murdered. I've been drinking Diet Pop a lot lately, and Diet Pop just doesn't quench your thirst. It just makes you more thirsty.
That's why you're just drinking straight vodka now?
My mouth is just so dry. Ate Gianino's earlier, man. It was good.
Yeah, you told me.
Here comes the DDT from Booker T on the chair, but Rob Van Dam counters.
Reversed.
Rob Van Dam counters and goes for something, but Booger T double A spinebuster onto that chair. That chair's tenant. No, it's tenant. Charmel saying it's over. It's done. He's over.
Is he going
cut
for the leg drop?
Booger T going to top rope. I don't really remember Booger T being a big top rope guy.
He would do the fucking front flip leg drop.
Oh, okay. You know more than
I forget what they call it.
The Harlem Smash. And then he's got...
It was called, like... When he was in WCW, it was called, like, the Harlem something. Mm-hmm. Byford.
Yeah, okay. Y'all come, man. I see what he's got going on there. Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
And it's over just like that.
And there was
with
Rob
the frog
Van Dam,
splash.
Five-star frog splash.
No, so, you know what happens. Extreme Rules, here he comes.
There's Bob Holly. I was about to say who's coming in the
Your
ring.
Your favorite wrestler.
Hardcore Bob Holly with the chair shot. That's how you know he's hardcore.
Alabama Slam.
Alabama Slam onto the steel chair. Nope. He opts to just
I thought he almost slammed him on the ref.
He opts to just throw him in the ring with it instead of hitting him right on the chair right there that he made sure was placed. Bob Holly. I got an idea.
He went the safer route.
My bad. I was going to do the Bob Holly impression.
Oh, go for it.
Where he's like, I got an ideal. How about you make me the champion?
Make me the champion.
Anyway.
That's funny.
So no Alabama slam on a chair, just on the thing. I still think Rob Van Dam's going to kick
out. We're going to get the leg drop.
Oh, yeah, the fucking axe kick. Boom, Booker T axe kick. Rob Van Dam missed the chair. You could
completely.
Tell he wanted to take the bump on the chair, but he missed it.
He hit the corner of the chair.
Three count, Booker T wins, and now Hardcore Holly gets to come in and do some more damage if he wants. We're going to see. This is how we're going to fade to credits here. Booker T just celebrated. I think Booker T thinks we're already going off air. So that's why he's holding it. He's like, okay, when's the shit going to go off air? Okay. All right. Can I stop now? Is that a crown? Maybe he's getting his crown put on his
he's
head.
He's like...
We're going to get a quick replay. Look at Rob Van Dam selling this chair shot.
The only
chair
replay they show. In. Nope, they'll show the
five-star. And they'll show the axe kick, probably, or the Alabama slam. One of the two fucking maneuvers.
So they were getting shown a
so
chair
we've
shot.
We've been really working on Rob Van Dam versus Hardcore Holly. They've been building this shit up week to week to week.
Yes, they have.
Hardcore Holly's getting involved in everything Rob Van Dam does. Sabu's finally out of Big Show's things, and we didn't see Big Show once on this episode.
Which is surprising.
Not one appearance from the world champion.
First time Kelly wasn't first?
No, first. She was out first with fucking Test and Mike Knox.
Oh, she was.
The first match, yeah.
Well, at least the first time we haven't seen the Big Show.
And there's our credit screen, and now we're going to fade to black there. So that is the episode, Derek.
That was the episode.
Man. So that I actually think that was a pretty good episode. I had fun during that one.
It was better than last week's.
It was definitely better than last week's. even though it relied on Booker.
Last week's, they were still doing fucking 4 week ago fucking SummerSlam shit.
Yeah, and mixed with DX. And
so this is kind of fresh because no DX, you know, no big show.
Yeah, we're out of SummerSlam angles now. We don't have to. We have to give you any more SummerSlam payoffs. Don't have to give you anything.
How many fucking weeks of payoff did we need?
I got a lot.
A month worth?
Got a lot of payoffs when Booger T shows up, man. So, Derek, anything else you want to say about this episode?
No, better than last week's.
Episode 15. I guess I'm getting excited now. I'm getting geared up for the
future. Is it because of Charmel? More than anything.
Well, and as we're looking through the previews there, we see a bunch of Sabu and Taz and a ladder, and so...
Did you just say Taz and a ladder?
I did say Taz, and that's not what I meant to say, Sandman.
CM Punk.
I definitely said Taz and a ladder.
That's RVD in a ladder.
Not what I meant.
Looks like.
So, all right, Derek, I'm going to have to edit this and make sure we're on our time cues. And
it'll probably not be on its time cue.
I'm going to put this online. If you want to hear more bonus episodes, our next couple will be Patreon only. I think that's how I might do it. I might put
You've
them,
been
like,
saying this every week.
I'll go back and forth. Like the
and
last,
you still haven't decided.
The last couple were Patreon only. Because I was doing them Patreon first, and a week later I'd put it up on the main feed. So I might do Patreon only. Because I know...
You could be like the fucking network.
Yeah, well, Chris and Tracy are some of the only people that listen to the show. So they can... They can make sure they follow along every episode with our Patreon.
Yeah.
And then our other 20 listeners can listen.
Like a fucking month later.
Yeah. There we go. Good idea. Because I might just...
Like the fucking network.
Because I can make them free on Patreon, too, for free people. So you can just go check out our damn Patreon. If you like this episode...
Just check it out.
If you like this episode, check out Lousy Weather Media on Patreon. Patreon.com/LWPodcast. All right, that's it. Lousy ECW Podcast. For Derek, I'm Sean in a Kurt Angle Soma coma, and we're at Shawn Michaels Soma kick.
You don't know what the fuck it is now.
A test back knee explosion, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.